This is KCUR. If you ask anyone from the Argentine community of Kansas City, Kansas, what's the one thing I should do in Argentine, they'll tell you to go see the mural. As KCUR wraps up its exploration of the Wyandotte-Johnson County line, Lisa Rodriguez visited the spot to find out why this community hangs its hat on one block of Metropolitan Avenue.
I can remember one of the first things somebody says is, oh my God, they're going to tag the hell out of it. And I remember us telling them they won't. And, you know, 17 years later, we're right.
Kansas City artist Jose Faust looks up at the mural he painted almost two decades ago on a block of Metropolitan Avenue in the Argentine neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas. Though it was the brainchild of Jose and two of his artist friends, it was inspired by the community. We took a walk with Jose and local historian Gene Chavez. Chavez took us into the history depicted on the wall.
The first images that we're looking at are Native American images. Long before the Indian Removal Act, Native peoples were being relocated to Kansas because it was an open white territory. And among those was Tecumseh and his younger brother. And I love the depiction of his younger brother, who was called the Prophet. His Indian name was Tezcuatawa.
Tezcuatawa's followers had begun to lose faith in their prophet.
But he accurately predicted a total solar eclipse, and that's why his people then started following him again. He eventually led a group of Shawnee to this area of Kansas.
Later, immigrants began to settle in the area. Industrialization began, and Argentine took on a new identity.
Argentine was established as a smeltering center. So what we see in the foreground here is that whole smeltering operation that was taking place and the industrialization around the smeltering industries. Later, the railroads became a very vital part of this community. Four major rail lines ran through Argentine here, and they recruited heavily in Mexico because many Mexican workers had experience laying track.
Rail companies in the States brought Mexican workers up in boxcars, where they established communities around the rail yards. The mural shows families living in the boxcars they traveled in.
My father was born in a boxcar just like that.
Life was tough, but these communities found pleasure in leisure activities. Through sports and music, they created moments of celebration.
And I love this panel here where the Mexican people are celebrating, despite the fact that life was hard. They had many musical groups that developed in this area. The Gaitancheros was a mariachi type group. Later on, you had the Rio Grande Serenaders, and then you had the Lupe M. Gonzalez Orchestra. They worked hard, but they played hard. They had a great time and found relief in their times of festivals.
But soon, the mural turns a muddy shade of brown.
This panel deals with the 1951 flood, which took place on July 13th, Friday the 13th at that, 1951.
Rainwater flooded the Kaw River, destroying everything in its path. The only images that break up the sea of brown on the wall are white rooftops peeking over the water.
So much of this area where we're standing up, the water probably came up to this mural wall.
But the water that swept away so many homes and businesses also cleared the way for some good.
Some of the Mexican people say that was the best thing that ever happened to Argentine, because what it did is it forced integration of public schools in Argentine before Brown versus Board of Education.
The next panel of the mural is green, a stark contrast to the previous image. Here's Jose.
The idea was that, you know, that flood kind of took out a lot of things, and then you had all that muddy water and all that thing was just kind of like signified the end of that community. So then this is the idea that the community revitalizes itself, but it builds itself again on the very old things that were there.
Argentine takes joy in celebrating its rich heritage by organizing several big parades a year down Strong Avenue. And as we near the end of the block, the image of the parade reflects the diversity of this community, from the Shriners on their motorcycles
to the Cholo Loco up there with the sunglasses.
But as we reach the end of the mural, the images change.
As you go further along, the future's kind of undefined. There's this embrace of technology, there's the embrace of the modern. If you look at the structures, they tend to be kind of tubular, angular. They're kind of grayish. And the idea is because sometimes if you forget what community is about, you build cities that nobody wants to live in. And then that's deathly.
It's been 17 years since Jose and his friends finished the mural, and it's just as important to the community today as it was when they began.
I think we have to fight for the future every day, and I think we have to embrace the past in order to realize what the future should be and what it should be based on. But I get pessimistic and I get optimistic. Today, I'm optimistic. The day is beautiful and it's not too hot. So yeah, I'm optimistic today.
Lisa Rodriguez, KCUR News.